How to maintain privacy and dignity when providing personal care. In the compassionate world of care and support, nothing is more fundamental than privacy and dignity in personal care. Providing people with complex needs the space and respect they deserve while supporting them in their homes is crucial. In doing so, we can genuinely empower and uplift someone while recognizing and valuing their individuality. We can do this by embracing their views, choices, and decisions without making assumptions about their needs or preferences and working with care and compassion to communicate with them directly. At Leaf Complex Care, we believe that prioritizing these essential values can create a culture of empathy, compassion, and understanding that positively transforms lives, preserving dignity in health and social care. What is dignity in health care? The concept of dignity involves showing respect and honor towards the people we support, which plays a crucial role in shaping a person's life. People should be treated with dignity regardless of their physical, psychological, or ethnic backgrounds. It is every person's birthright, and the sense of worth, values, and emotions are imprinted as part of their dignity. Healthcare professionals need to promote dignity because every conversation has the potential to impact a person's sense of self-esteem and identity. Dignity in personal care involves continuously providing care that will enhance a person's self-esteem, acknowledging their abilities and desires, avoiding actions that may undermine their dignity, respecting the client-centered policy, supporting the individual's physical and emotional well-being. In recent years, there has been a growing understanding of the significance of dignity in care. Every person that gets support and care deserves to be treated with dignity relating to how the person thinks, believes, and acts. In order to provide high-quality care, it is necessary to promote dignity and respect. Importance of privacy in healthcare. Providing privacy in personal care is a necessity. Creating a comfortable and supportive environment can help the people being supported to feel valued in their daily routines, promoting safety and security. Furthermore, it's important to continuously strive to provide people with as much space, privacy, and independence as possible. At Leaf Complex Care, the personalized care we provide is humanized and devoted to respecting privacy because we know that even the smallest gestures can significantly impact people's overall well-being. Ultimately, ensuring that the people we support never feel ashamed or embarrassed about receiving care and support is in the people-centered ethos of our organization. The role of dignity and privacy in personal care. The role of dignity and privacy in care creates a space where people can feel safe and comfortable. Maintaining respect for one's privacy and dignity ensures that the person is aware that no one will enter their personal space, their rooms, or any other circumstance that might cause people to feel uncomfortable. To promote dignity and privacy, people with complex needs should be fully involved in all decisions that influence their care, including personal ones, such as what to eat, and more in-depth ones about their care or support. As a caregiver, preserving dignity in health and social care means continuously involving the people being served in decision-making and supporting them in making informed choices that align with their preferences and values. Tips for maintaining dignity and privacy in personal care. As mentioned, people's safety and overall well-being are deeply connected with privacy and dignity since they reflect the care given in their homes as personal care. When carers make people the center of the care, there are many ways to enhance their privacy and dignity as individuals, enabling them to live more independent and fulfilled lives. Carers should create a welcoming and caring environment to maintain people with dignity and privacy in care with the following life-changing gestures. Provide choice. Providing individuals with choices and respecting their preferences over their care empowers them and helps to foster a sense of autonomy, respect, and trust between them and healthcare providers. By respecting their needs, carers can create a safe and supportive environment that promotes dignity and privacy in care. Communication. Providing personal care to people that need support goes beyond using the proper language. Effective communication involves understanding a person's needs and preferences and using the appropriate tone. This requires taking the time to talk and being open and honest. It is also crucial to provide a straightforward process for people to make complaints or suggestions and ensure their feedback is considered. Be an attentive listener. When providing personal care, it's important to remember the power of conversation and attentive listening. Engaging in a meaningful conversation can satisfy a person's need for social interaction and positively impact their mood. Listening and actively allowing the person to lead the conversation is important as a carer. Doing so demonstrates that their thoughts and opinions matter, boosting their self-worth. Even when in the middle of a task, it's crucial to prioritize their requests, pausing to attend to their needs. This not only shows that the carer truly cares but also builds a strong foundation of trust and respect in the patient-caregiver relationship. Read their body language. To promote dignity and privacy in care, following the person's body language can help carers understand how they feel during personal care. Some people may feel vulnerable, and it's crucial to approach the situation with empathy and sensitivity. Paying attention to their nonverbal cues can create a safe and comfortable environment that promotes physical and emotional well-being. Overall, following a person's body language is essential to providing high-quality health and social care that prioritizes their dignity and privacy. Respect their opinions. Setting aside one's personal beliefs is essential when providing personal care to people. As a healthcare professional, listening attentively to the individual's philosophies and values is significant without criticizing or judging them. Carers should engage in meaningful conversations with patients about their beliefs to gain a better understanding of their perspectives and to respect their religious and cultural preferences. Maintain a personal space. Carers must show respect for people's personal space and boundaries. For example, when cleaning, respecting their possessions and space is important. Asking for permission before moving any items instills trust and shows they value their privacy. After cleaning, carers should ensure they put everything back where it was to avoid confusion. These small acts of consideration will make people feel more comfortable and respected while providing them with the personal care, dignity and privacy they deserve, creating a more positive caregiving experience. Discreetly identify their pain and discomfort. Being aware of any bodily movements a person may show is key while providing personal care. Individuals could be uncomfortable or ashamed to share any discomfort they are going through, especially if it involves pain. In these circumstances, it may be the carer's responsibility to start the conversation because the individual might not feel comfortable confessing their distress. Addressing the issue with kindness and understanding rather than making judgments is vital. Making the person feel at ease and cared for can be mainly done by checking in with them and providing support. Maintaining confidentiality. Prioritizing a person's privacy and confidentiality is crucial when providing care. Carers must avoid revealing health information or stories to promote dignity and privacy. Sharing an individual's medical information is illegal and can have serious repercussions. Maintaining trust and respect for the person's privacy is essential throughout the day. Carers must always keep their medical information private to retain trust and safety. Engage in friendly conversations. Carers should remember that being friendly and engaging with the person they support is meaningful when preserving dignity in health and social care. The communication should be respectful and with interest, and treat people as you would like to be treated. Maintaining eye contact demonstrates that the carer is listening and involved in a conversation. These small acts of conversational politeness can significantly impact how the person receives personalized care. Practical approaches for maintaining dignity and privacy in personal care. Maintaining dignity and privacy in care are basic human needs encompassing self-esteem, respect, and a sense of worth. Recognizing and appreciating their individuality and preferences is necessary to maintain fulfillment in people with complex needs. Caregiving with dignity involves respecting their complete being. Our carers at LEAF Complex Care continuously strive to create an environment with uplifting energy. As a caregiver, there is immense satisfaction in knowing that dignified care has been provided. Privacy in bathing and showering. Regarding personal hygiene and practical assistance, it's clear that they are also rooted in privacy for people with complex needs since both relate to maintaining dignity. By being discreet and careful while assisting with bathing and showering, carers can help people feel more respected and less embarrassed. Dressing and undressing. In their role as caregivers, they will be familiar with dressing and undressing the individuals. However, this may be uncomfortable for the person they support. If carers assist them with personal care, they should ensure to do so with discretion. Embracing that they may feel embarrassed and incredibly self-aware when unclothed can be helpful. Carers should always clarify their actions to promote dignity and privacy in care. Oral and dental care. Carers can promote dignity while taking care of oral and dental care in people with complex care needs by providing gentle and respectful support. They can ensure that the person is comfortable and at ease by explaining what they are doing and giving them the opportunity to ask questions or express any concerns. Carers should recognize and acknowledge the person's preferences and needs and tailor their approach accordingly. Continence management and dignity. Respect and compassion are essential components of dignity protective continence care. The term, continence care, refers to the provision of assistance with bladder and bowel function, including the maintenance of continence and the management of incontinence. As part of continence care, people with disabilities can be helped to use the toilet and the environment is modified to prevent incontinence caused by their challenges. It is widely accepted that dignity is a fundamental concept in healthcare. The emotional support and advice on how carers can manage more humanized approaches highlight preserving dignity in health and social care. How leave complex care support workers maintaining dignity and privacy while providing humanized personal care. The emotional support and principles our support workers provide in the humane approaches demonstrate how much we at Leaf Complex Care value preserving dignity and privacy in health and social care. Our expert support workers focus on person-centered care in a way that respects the individual's privacy and cultural beliefs while ensuring that their dignity is maintained throughout the care process. Our support prioritizes people's preferences and capacity to receive care. We understand the importance of providing personalized care that promotes independence. We work closely with the people we serve to develop care plans that meet their unique needs while respecting their autonomy and creating a safe environment. Our way of consistent routines in personal care with minimal changes and visual schedules helps people receive support that puts privacy and dignity first. We deliver services within the areas in our Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Midlands and Somerset offices. Contact us for more information on how we can find innovative solutions to support your loved one. Read more about other topics. Blog Nocturnal Epilepsy and Nocturnal Seizures. Some people with epilepsy have daytime and nighttime seizures, while others only experience seizures during sleep. Nighttime seizures are also called nocturnal seizures. People with nocturnal epilepsy can control their. Read more. Blog Signs of Asperger's Syndrome in Children. Asperger's syndrome is a category of autism spectrum disorder, ASD, as classified by the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Some people identify with the term Asperger's syndrome, whereas, read more, blog our office administrator Jake B. shares his journey with autism. Today we share the inspirational story of Jake Banbury, our office administrator at Leaf Complex Care in Exeter. Jake shares his thoughts on his aspirations, job responsibilities and experience working with his colleagues at Leaf Complex Care. Some of the uplifting stories Jake shares. Read more.